We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And we've got a caller waiting patiently through the break here. His name is Tom. Tom, go ahead. He's from Manhattan.
Yeah, question for sports services. First, what would be your annual budget? And also, who are your couple of your top suppliers? Appreciate it. And I'll listen offline.
All right. Did you get that question?
Sure, I believe I heard him. It was a little low, but I believe that I heard him. We currently don't have our annual operating budget established. I mean, obviously, with us standing up the facility, the stand-up operations budget would be very different than the operational budget. So that is still to be determined as to what our operating budget will be. Our top suppliers, obviously, in a scientific environment, most of the suppliers would be from a scientific nature. We haven't yet established our ordering patterns, so I don't know at this point who our top suppliers are going to be, just simply because, again, we're not operational. So once we do become operational and we start our ordering patterns, we will then be able to determine who our top suppliers would be. But again, from a scientific perspective, I imagine that it would be a scientific provider.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Good question. Let's move on. Katie, tell us what positions you are currently hiring for at NBAF.
Yeah, absolutely, Brandon. So we had several positions actually posted at the end of November that recently closed, a couple supervisor positions, a security specialist and a veterinary medical officer. And then we also had an operations specialist and a microbiologist. And so what's interesting about our science positions is those that do come out, a lot of those folks, if they are going to be in Manhattan, will be assigned to temporary duty at the Plum Island Animal Disease Center, since we are not yet fully operational. As of today, we do have a project manager position out on usajobs.gov, and that one's open until December 11th. And then we also have another very key position posted for NBAF. So the title is a mouthful, so it's Supervisory Biotechnology Specialist, but this person will actually serve as the director of our Biologics Development Module. And I don't know if we've really talked much about the Biologics Development Module, or we call it the BDM, lately, but it's a really new concept, something that industry is really excited about. And it's really the part of our facility that will be dedicated to early development and small-scale production of veterinary medical countermeasures, so vaccines and antivirals for transboundary emerging and zoonotic diseases in livestock. So basically, through research and development partnerships, we're hoping to be able to get new technologies and countermeasures out into the commercial world more quickly than before. So that's really exciting. So that's a really key role that we have posted right now.
All right. Well, and Ken, we're hearing about the possibility of an approved COVID-19 vaccine coming soon. How will NBAF change research and outcomes like creating vaccines for future diseases?
Yeah, how exciting is that, that we have that potential, you know, for a vaccine locally, nationally, and globally? That's pretty great news, and we're all looking forward to that. As we always remind everyone, Brandon, NBAF will focus on providing research, vaccines, and diagnostics for the prevention and mitigation of livestock diseases considered foreign to the United States. So, you know, as we've mentioned on several previous programs, 70% of all the newly discovered human diseases over the last decade have shown some form of an animal component, or is considered what we call a zoonotic disease. So NBAF is going to do basic research on some of the selected zoonotic diseases in livestock. So that's going to provide really good basic research and information that could be applied to emerging disease situations in collaboration with those scientists that address human public health issues. So, you know, although NBAF will not develop or produce human vaccines, but by keeping livestock healthy, you know, we're going to protect the food supply, and by protecting against zoonotic diseases, we'll also have an impact on human public health in that way.
All right. We have another caller waiting on the phone line here. Let's get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning. A question about, you were talking about you get rid of your waste and stuff and check it. How do you get rid of your sewage, and does it go through the Manhattan sewage plant? And if so, how does it get there? And secondly, how do you monitor it that no pathogens or any things getting out through that source? Because that goes in the Kansas River eventually.
All right. You want to take a stab at that one, Dr. Burton, maybe?
Sure. One of the ways we describe disinfection and decontamination is basically we kill the pathogens again, and in some issues, kill the pathogens a third time. So we have what's called liquid effluent decontamination system that is high pressure, high heat to decontaminate the liquid waste coming out of the laboratories. From that, then that goes through a water pretreatment processing plant that or facility that's on campus, and then as part of the green component of NBAF that DHS had the forethought to design, much of that liquid waste will go and remain on campus and be used to water the landscaping and water the grassland that's going to be on campus. So quite a bit of that liquid waste will be processed, will run through, and much of it will be saved on campus for the watering. But if that does go into the sewer system, will be completely decontaminated and run through our systems there at NBAF before it goes.
All right. Katie, I saw that your team presented at a recent Pottawatomie County Commission meeting, and I know you're working hard to update the community and surrounding region on what's happening at NBAF. What are some other groups you've connected with recently, and how are you leveraging those relationships?
Yeah, we sure did, and we actually ended up having a pretty busy month in November. So we, and all virtual, as the number of COVID cases started to peak again, but we did kick off the month presenting with the Pott County Commission and staff, also gave presentations to the Wamego Chamber of Commerce and Manhattan Town Center. So we're really just thrilled to be able to keep presenting and updating several folks across the region. And questions like those that we are receiving here today and about the waste and how that's processed, those are some of the things that we cover in our presentation. So we talk about how all the liquids leaving the lab get cooked, basically, in highly specialized equipment to destroy those pathogens. And so this is one of the reasons why we love getting out and being able to present, so that we can ease some of those fears within the community. So also in November, we had some strategic conversations with the Kansas Department of Agriculture and KSU Innovation Partners. And finally, and this again, I think is really timely. So we've been working on an in-depth article with the Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership about safety at NBAF. And I interviewed two of our key personnel, David Keffer and Steve Mirak, who are responsible for safety across the facility and specifically within containment. So it will have a lot of really great info for the public on again, how we'll be keeping both the community at large as well as the staff safe.
All right. Well, as we're winding down here, our segment, I might just ask each of you here, as we're winding down 2020, what do you each think have been some of the biggest wins and also some of the biggest challenges this year? And we can start with, how about Dr. Burton? We'll start with you first.
Thanks, Brandon. You know, I think a big win for me would be to have the opportunity to share the message with those in the Flint Hill region about, you know, how critical the NBAF mission will be to the livestock health, the protection of our food supply, and public health. We really want to make sure that people understand the impact NBAF will have in each one of those areas. And I think building Katie's team and the impact that they're going to have going forward to share the message is really good. Greatest challenge, I think, is telework. You know, we've been on maximum telework since March, and we've brought on close to 70 new employees that we've never met face to face. We've onboarded them, we've engaged them in the Zoom conferences and that type of thing. But as we talk, you know, family and team's really important, and so we've worked
really hard through leadership to make sure everybody stays engaged.
All right. Heather or Katie, either one of you want to chime in on one of those?
Go ahead, Heather.
Sure. Yeah, so one of our some of our biggest wins is we were able to finish the fiscal year meeting our staffing requirements. So that was a huge win for us, and we were able to actually finish the year at 100% staffing. So that was a great win. We've also managed to get a few on-site projects completed in the middle of the pandemic, and that was quite a challenge, but it was a huge win. And we've also been able to do multiple on-site trainings. But in that same vein, that's also been a challenge, is being able to get people on-site to get them training. And like Dr. Burton said, being able to come together collectively as a team during this pandemic under one roof has also been a challenge as we try to establish the camaraderie between the teams. So it's been a challenge trying to figure out new innovative ways to bring everybody together without being together, if you will.
All right. And lastly, Katie.
Sure. Yeah. And I'll echo some of what both Heather and Dr. Burton said. It's been a unique challenge hiring people virtually from beginning to end. And again, trying to engage those folks from a distance and make them feel like part of our team when they do come on board. So a win for MBAF, as Dr. Burton mentioned, is that we have hired and or onboarded about 70 plus people since March, all virtually. And that included in that is my entire communications team. So, and certainly, maximum telework poses challenges for a whole bunch of extroverts in communication, but we utilize resources like Microsoft Teams to stay in touch, and still meet weekly to discuss projects and responsibilities. And then from our team's perspective, certainly kind of taking our outreach to a virtual environment has been a little bit of a challenge, still trying to make that engaging, but we've been lucky to get really good feedback from the community groups that we've been able to visit with virtually. So we're thrilled to still have that opportunity.
Great. Well, yeah, it has been easy navigating through 2020, but hopefully things will start to improve here in the new year. We always appreciate getting an update here from NBAF. You guys, thank you so much, and we'll talk again next month.
Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. More in Focus continues after this on News Radio KMAN.